Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Still a chance to call or text, 765-447-4080. Duff, Stewart, and Daniel. Well, what a week for Purdue baseball, right? Coach Wasikowski takes the job at Oregon, and then a short time later, Coach Goff goes from volunteer assistant to the head coach of the Boilermakers. And I know our next guest was right in the middle of all this stuff. Milo Beam, the Purdue junior outfielder, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Milo, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing just fine. So how do you put into words what this week has been like for you and your teammates?
It's been a roller coaster, to be honest with you.
I would say. I mean, did you, when you think about Coach Wasikowski leaving for Oregon, was that like totally out of nowhere, or did you sense that he might be looking for another job?
I wouldn't say that was completely out of nowhere. Obviously, that's where he came from, and he's from out there, so we were kind of thinking it, but didn't know if it was actually going to happen. And when it actually happened, it was a pretty big surprise at the time. But thinking back on it, it's not that big of a surprise, honestly, to be honest with you.
And then as I was looking in the story from the Journal and Courier, and there was a quote by you about how after you had received the text message from Coach Wasikowski informing you that he was leaving, like a short time after that, you text Coach Goff and said, hey, I want you to be our next head coach. What is it about Coach Goff that just compelled you to immediately send that text message to him?
I mean, Coach Goff is one of the best men I've ever met. He's a joy to be around. He's the most excited person on the baseball field, no matter what day it is. He's passionate. He loves us. He tells us he loves us, and he just has a relationship with all of us that no other coach coming in would be able to have. So I just felt like I needed to let him know that I wanted him to be here, and I knew that there were probably other coaching opportunities out there for him, but I just wanted him to know, coming from me, that I wanted him to be the next guy in line and lead our squad next year.
Did you get the sense when Coach Wasikowski was leaving that maybe Coach Goff was going to leave too for another job? Was that a great fear of yours?
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of, I mean, he was our volunteer assistant, so he's not getting paid a lot by Purdue. So I figured he was probably looking to go somewhere else. And then when Coach Wasikowski decided to move on to Oregon, I just thought that Coach Goff moving into his place would be a perfect fit, just because he's been around the program for 2 years and he knows all the players, he knows the ins and outs of the support staff and already has a relationship with everybody on campus. So I thought it would just be a perfect fit for him and a perfect fit for us as players.
Chatting with Milo Beam, the Purdue junior outfielder, on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. So then, Milo, when you got the news that Coach Goff would be the head coach, what was your reaction?
Oh, I was pumped. We actually had a meeting before it got released to the press and to the media. So we had a meeting with some of the administration, and Coach Goff was in there. And I was honestly pretty emotional, because he just expressed to us how we brought him in 2 years ago after what happened to Alabama. We brought him in, and he's just expressed to us how much we've helped him turn his life around and come out and be a better coach and a better man. So it was pretty emotional for me. He's been our outfield coach, so I work with him every day, and I was just really happy for him and really happy for our team that we have such a great new leader coming in.
And that's the thing I was going to ask you too, is that obviously different coaches coach different positions, and I was going to ask you what coach was mostly with you. So as far as outfielding go, is that something he's going to continue to do?
I'm not sure exactly. We haven't sat down and talked with him about what he's going to continue to do. I think it depends on who he goes and hires as a pitching coach or assistant coach. So I think, in my eyes, I think he would stick with the outfield, but I think it just depends, honestly, on who he decides to bring in as the next assistant coach or pitching coach.
And Milo, what would you say is the biggest difference between this past season and the great run that you guys had in 2018?
I think it would be just experience. You know, in 2018, we had an older squad and guys that had a lot of playing time, and then this year we had some new fresh faces come in and just, you know, didn't have the experience that we needed to compete at the level that we wanted to compete at. So I think towards the end of the season, that experience started to rub off on everybody and we started to play better, but still didn't have quite the turnout we wanted to on the season overall. So I think next year we'll have an older squad and have some guys that are going to be more comfortable when they get up to the plate and are in their at their position. So I think just experience overall was the key difference between last year and 2018.
And with you being a veteran on that team, obviously you're going to be a leader. You're put in that position. What type of leader are you?
I like to think that I'm a lead by example guy, but I'm not afraid to say a couple words if words need to be said. So I really just kind of embrace the lead by example. I try to do things the right way. I try to, you know, be there early, be there late when I can, and just be an example for the younger guys, especially. Just, you know, it's a grind. You got to be able to get your work in, get your extra work in, and stay on top of your schoolwork too. So I like to think that I'm a lead by example guy, but sometimes I have to step in and say a couple words.
Milo Beam with us, the Purdue junior outfielder on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Milo, how do you compare Coach Waz and his coaching style to Coach Goff and his coaching style?
I mean, I haven't really seen Coach Goff as a head coach or manager, so I don't imagine him being a whole lot different. You know, we've had some good success here and turned it around in 2017, 2018. So I'm not really exactly sure what the main differences will be. I know as an assistant coach, Coach Goff was allowed to be a little more positive all the time. So he'd hit on the positives and he'd have a positive energy on the majority of the time. But as a manager, you got to have those negative moments too, where you're coaching up the negatives and bringing up the stuff that we need to improve on. So I'm not really sure what to expect as a whole as Coach Goff is the manager, but I don't think it'll be that big of a difference, to be honest with you.
And I would think too that, like, for you and all of your teammates, I mean, going into, you know, this fall and going into 2020, knowing you're around the guy that's been around for the last couple of years, I mean, you guys could have been in a situation where Coach, you know, name a last name, could just come in from anywhere and be your head coach.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's best case scenario for the situation we're in. Obviously, losing a head coach isn't ideal, but I think we've got a lot of momentum going on around here right now, a lot of excitement about Coach Goff being brought in, just based on the fact that he knows everybody, he has a relationship with everybody on the team, and everybody just on campus. So I couldn't think of a better guy to take over for Coach Waz, and I'm really excited to just get to work, and I wish it was August already so we could get to practice right now.
All right, Milo, so we have a little challenge here. You know, we talked to Coach Goff, and he said he invited me to go out for batting practice, and all of a sudden it turned into me hitting home runs there at the field. And I see you hit your first collegiate home run. Was that here at Purdue, or was that at Southeast Missouri?
It was at Purdue, yep.
All right, and how hard is it to hit something out of there?
It depends on the day. I had a little help from the wind when I hit mine, but usually Alexander is a little bit of a graveyard, so it just depends on the day. Usually the wind's blowing in, but I had a little help from the wind when I hit mine.
All right, I'm 6'3", 225, former NFL player. What do you think? Am I hitting it out or not?
You got any baseball experience?
That's a valid question.
That's
a valid question.
Saginaw Township South Little League in eighth grade. But I did every offseason during Purdue, I would go home and we would do home run derbies, and I could hit pretty well. So,
are you lefty or righty?
Lefty.
All right, I think you got a pretty good shot from the information I have.
All right, you heard it first.
Wow.
Thank you.
Now, this is in batting practice, too, now, Milo. We're talking batting practice. So is his chances better or worse than BP?
I've got faith.
Yes.
I think you can do it.
All right.
Milo Beam becoming my favorite baseball player.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. Well, Milo, thanks, man. We appreciate you taking the time. I know it's been a wild and crazy week, but things are definitely trending in the right direction for you guys. So thanks so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Milo Beam, the Purdue junior outfielder on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. We come back. High fives and matchups. Last chance for a text, 765-447-4080. This is the Hammer Down Show, 1017 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com.
For coins and gold, silver, and platinum bullion, Virk's Fine Jewelry is the area's expert.
We are both PCGS and NGC authorized dealers and have not one, but both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers members.
Our prices typically beat the internet sellers and with no shipping and no sales tax.
Virk's carries everything from rare and exceptional collector coins to bullion, including bars and rounds, 90% silver coin, U.S. gold, silver, and platinum eagles, and much more.
Whether buying, selling, or appraising, Virk's credentials are unmatched.
Virk's Fine Jewelry, proudly serving our community since 1946. Virk's.com.
Hey guys, would you like to have more energy? How about seeing more results from your exercise plan? Or maybe just a little more passion in your love life? It's worth checking to see if you have low testosterone levels. At Volante Testosterone Therapy, it's all doctor supervised and they only use pharmaceutical grade prescribed testosterone. Treatment brands are covered by most insurance. Volante Testosterone Therapy, 1221 South Creasy Lane in the Cross Point Market.